Welcome to the Morning Show on WRCO Radio, and on this Monday, we are pleased to be in the studio with High Mileage. We normally are, but we're here with the band High Mileage. Steve Davis is here. He's kind of the leader, the booker, the head, whatever.
Event coordinator.
Event coordinator. Yeah. I couldn't find the word.
They don't pay me enough to be a booking agent.
Well, I'm guessing not, because High Mileage has to be one of the busiest bands in the area, right?
Yeah. I got three calls on the way down here today. And mostly it's all good too, Phil.
Great. Well, we have some fellas in the studio with us. We have LaVon Spanky is here, and we have Tom Lohr, and we have Jesse Peckham as well. Boy, Spanky, you guys got a little part-time gig going here that keeps you pretty busy, don't you?
It does. It does. Yeah, we've got about 30 shows this summer. Coming out of our, we kind of take a break there for 6 weeks and go back in and do some rehearsing and such. So we're coming out of that and going in and playing, mainly Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa. We try not to get too awful far away if we can help it. But, yeah, busy summer. Excited.
You're leading the life of a small-town rock star then, because you go into some of these communities, man, and then you're big time.
Yeah, mild-mannered car salesman turns rock star.
Yes. That's exactly it. Right. Oh, man. But it keeps you hopping. How do you go through, physically, like a 2 or 3 hour show there, playing the drums?
That's a really great question. I mean, there is some physical aspect to that, especially, with the drums. So for me, it's just getting ready and, being able to do a 4 hour set. I don't want to say it's grueling, but sometimes if it's 90 degrees and it's a 4th of July and they didn't think about having a tent at that event, it can be tough. But
we try to avoid that now.
I've done this my whole life. I started with Steve many, many, many years ago. And so it's like, I still get excited, when Saturday noon comes, I got a show tonight. Let's go. I still love doing it. So,
what was the name of the band that you and Steve were in?
It was called Hitz, HITZ. Yeah. And we played a lot in this area. Steve and I are both Merchant Center, So, we did a lot of shows around here. Gosh, 80s, 90s.
With Spanky and I and Bruce Tesmer.
Yeah. We had a three piece.
Started when you were a senior in high school, I think.
I didn't even have a driver's license. No. I drove over there in my Gremlin. And he hired me because he said I was the only one that came to the auditions that actually had real cymbals that weren't made out of a top of a trash can lid. I'll never forget that.
And the rest is history.
How
long has High Mileage been together then, Spanky?
12 years? 12 years, yeah. Yeah, about 12 years.
My goodness. One form or another.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like 3.0 or 4.0, something like that.
Three, I think.
Current lineup, I'd say
five,
six.
If you put Phil in there as keyboard, I think it would be four.
I'd say 5-6 years at least with the current lineup, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think at least that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you almost get along pretty well then.
Yeah, right? It's like a family, Phil.
Family of five.
Tell us the story about when you found this guy, Tom, and you found out he could sing.
We were doing a show. I wanted to do a show for my wife and I own Sleepy Hollow up in Viroqua. And it was our 25-year anniversary, which has been 12 years ago, so it's 37 years. Dating myself. But anyway, we wanted to play that show. Steve set up everything with the sound, the lighting, the production. Steve was playing guitar with us still at that time. And I said, I really want to do this show. And then I said, I got this buddy, and he can sing. I've heard him sing karaoke, and Steve said, get into that, We don't do it. So anyway, long story short, you come up, did you do 4, 5, 6 songs maybe, something like that?
Yeah.
And we realized that he was really a great singer, and he had great pitch, didn't know anything about music. He just could sing, so we basically got done with the show, and Steve and I were talking when we were tearing down, and I said to Steve, Steve said to me, he said, that guy can sing. And I'm like, yeah, and we can't. Well, I should say I can't. But Tom, maybe you can remember. It was kind of a comical thing. And then I pulled you in because I knew we needed you. And
Steve kind of said, we'd sure like to put a project together. And I said, what is that going to look like? And he said, I really don't know. We're just going to see how far it can go. And we've evolved, but it all started from singing on a tractor when I was on the farm. I grew up just the other side of Bear Valley, the other side of Plain, and every once in a while I would hear Magical Airwaves, you know, at late at night. I could get WRCO, and I'd be like, "Oh man, that's a cool station."
You know? Flattery gets you.
I never knew where it was from. You know? but my mom deserves the credit. She when we were kids, we were farming, and we had an old turntable, and you know, when we needed entertainment, we just listened to records and sang along with that stuff, you know, from old Johnny Cash to old country to, you know, then grew up in the 80s and we milked 130 cows in a stall barn and that put us through a lot of music. We were so bored milking cows that we just could sing along to the radio and somehow whatever powers it be gave me the ability to kind of hear a song and remember the inflection. I imitate a song more than I would say sing it, you know, and I'm performing it. So that's the talent I can bring to the band. The musicians are unbelievable, you know, that I play with, but I can at least bring that value. So
did you sing in high school or anything like that? You were just farming.
Up to eighth grade chorus, as long as they forced us into it, you know. But you know, just did other things when I was younger, and always said as I got older, I wish I would have been more involved in it. And mentally told myself, if I ever have the ability to play in a band, I'm going to take it and do it and try it. And fortunately, these guys drug me along, and it's been a great opportunity. And you know, it does take a lot of energy, but Spanky and I talk about that a lot when we're traveling. If it quits being energy giving by performing, you know, we probably won't do it anymore. But it is something that we take this 6 month, you know, or the 6 week kind of break, and we think, you know, I get to a Saturday night and I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I usually go end up singing karaoke somewhere because it's just it really is a. It is you get very addicted to it, and it's a nice thing to be addicted to, I guess.
Yeah, so, it's a rush.
Yeah,
you're singing songs that everybody knows. That's good and bad because you gotta have a good memory to remember all the words, don't you, Tom?
Yeah. He doesn't.
I make them up, mumble them once in a while. But no, the band's so loud they wouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
But he sings the wrong words. Phil, I say it's okay, Tommy. They don't know the words either.
No, it is it's amazing how far it's come. When I started, I had this little three-ring binder, and it would be down in front, and I'd be paging through it and stuff, and Steve finally told me one time, he says, just throw that thing away, you know. He took it off stage, and then he's like, it's just your little security blanket. You're going to have to live without it. And yeah, it might have been a few songs we missed a few words on, but you learn to get through it, and that's how it works.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt. The big dogs have teleprompters, I think, these days.
Yeah, well, yeah, I would imagine, but yeah. Nothing like that in rural Wisconsin for us.
So. Jesse Peckham is here as well. Welcome to the morning show, Jesse.
Thank you.
How long have you been with this group?
I've been with them almost since the beginning. Yeah. I think, well, probably at least, 11 years.
Yeah.
I remember Steve coming to me. So I remember Steve, I think we met at a Walmart, and said, hey, I might be...
Where everybody meets.
Yeah, well, sure. might be needing a sound guy for a project soon, and I didn't hear anything. And then about 6 months later, saw him again, maybe at Walmart, and he said, well, hey, actually, I need a keyboard player for a band. Are you interested? And came to a practice and played a few songs with him, and they said, you want to join the band? That was that.
Simple as that. I know you're looking forward to the show in Richland Center this weekend. Have you played the auditorium much before?
I think this is our first.
Yeah, it is.
This is our first time playing the auditorium. I'm super excited. I love playing for my hometown.
Not looking for the ride home, though.
Oh.
that's the best part, you know. I pack up, and then, you know, I can drive five blocks and be home. And
bunk at mom and dad's.
Jesse, I always say, hey, text me when you're home, because we're usually, he's got the longest drive.
He drive 2 hours.
So now he'll drive 5 minutes, and I'll get a text on the way home. He'd be like, I'm home.
he gets the break.
Right.
You didn't tell mom and dad the rest of the band was bunking there, though, too.
No,
right?
I didn't. So
why do you like being in high mileage, Jesse?
You know, it's just, I've always loved playing music. You know, started off playing piano, taking piano lessons as a kid. Played music, was in choir all through high school, band through high school. And then, you know, after college, I was briefly in That 70s Band, if you remember them.
You
and
bet.
Then, you know, I just, it's just the love of playing music. Love playing for the crowd, people that come to see us, and playing with these guys. You know, they're wonderful musicians and just a lot of fun to play with.
Do you take the lead on any songs?
There's a few songs that have a keyboard solo or two in them. I leave the vocals all the time.
Vocals?
Yeah. Oh, not all of them. You do all the harmony and some of the tough ones. So.
Jesse is a true accomplished musician, Phil.
Yeah. If,
by that I mean, you know, he knows music theory. He knows, you know, I hit the drums with a stick. he is a musician. I want to give him that because
we'll start a new song. In the truest sometimes sense. Jesse be like, "This is in the key of A," and I'm like, "Well, like the Fonz, like A."
Hey.
I don't know. I just sing it.
Yeah.
Thank heavens for him and you know a couple of the other members of the band. They're very intricate and detailed, and if it wasn't for that, it wouldn't be the performance that it is. So.
Yeah. I've seen some video. In fact, there's a Facebook video of you guys doing Don't Stop Believing, but it looks like you're like a huge show there. I mean, you've had some big ones, haven't you, over the years, Jesse?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've, as we've kind of grown throughout the years, we've been really fortunate to you know, get these bigger shows. Some of the highlights last year were Riverfest and Oktoberfest in La Crosse. You know, any big show with a big crowd, that's right.
The energy's insane.
Yeah,
you know,
it's so much fun.
Moon Tunes was 4,000 to 5,000 people.
Don't forget, you know, Cow Chip.
How could you forget?
Over in Sauk.
That's a big show.
That is a big show. Yeah.
And they throw Cow Chips too, is a big deal. Yeah. You know,
they didn't at the band though, did they?
Huh?
Did they throw them at the band? No,
not early on. No. A little later.
We burnt up a few of the sound tech speakers. So. It was all a little muffled.
So you guys have a van that you take?
We actually have an electric bus, or like a. It's a Chevrolet BrightDrop. It's the goofiest looking thing you ever saw, and it's all electric. And we've got all our equipment in there. It's got a Tommy lift on the back. So our sound and lighting team will go set up the show prior to, and then they will tear it down at the end of the night. So we kind of got a little lazy on that. We just take our instruments, and we're able to go. And so that's been a big plus, you know.
That's big time, Spanky. Somebody else is doing the work for you.
Yeah, the production is not small. I mean, yeah. The rig these guys travel with all summer, it's a concert-rated rig, and, you know, they've invested quite a little bit in professional-style theatrical lighting, you know, movers on the front truss, movers on the back truss, and sound system is impressive as heck, and, you know, and that's what you need. I think that was the mission statement from the front, is to come out with concert-style sound. You know, I mean, we wanted to be, you know, we wanted to have a concert style presence always, you know, and it just that's kind of the direction we started in, and it's taken off from there.
You have the set list on your phone, Steve. Does it take much to pull that up there?
Well, one swipe, but you know how it is now that I'm under pressure. Okay.
All right. What's the new set list?
They're starting out at the auditorium this Saturday with a new song. And I've politicked.
A new old song.
I politicked a long time to have this song on the set list. I really like this song, "Turn Me Loose,"
by Loverboy.
By Loverboy. Yep.
Awesome.
So you're probably going to see some vocal range there. Not to mention the keyboards that are involved and the mysterious strings in the intro. And and that's the thing about these guys is they get it right. You know, I mean, I've been associated with them since the beginning, but sometimes I'm pretty impressed with what they come across because I don't go to every show. So
having the keyboards, we mentioned the keyboards, Jesse bringing that to the table. You know, we put that Boston song on the rotation.
Foreplay, long
foreplay
time.
With long time, and you know, and we'll switch out. We switched out a third of the set list, so you tasted three sets, a 4-hour show, three sets, two breaks. Basically, over the last 6 weeks, we've turned one full set. Mm-hmm. But I think you have to stay fresh. You have to stay, You know, so you know, you don't want to play the same show every time. Yep. So, and we try to gear that show toward, or that particular show towards the venue we're playing, or the what we're playing, to try to give the, you know, the best mix of music that we feel would be the best for that, for that show, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does.
Reading the room.
Yeah, you know, that's key, you know, too, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, so a lot of 80s, you know, there we'd go back into the 70s some, a lot of 80s, heavy 80s,
so
into
a lot
the 90s.
Variety on the peripheral, but yeah, it's really rooted in
well,
the
we have
80s classic.
Back in Black, REO Roll with the Changes, which I really like to hear them guys play this song. They do it great. Turn Up the Radio, Sweet Caroline. You got to throw that dog in there every time. So
sing along song.
That's right.
Jesse loves that. No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
There's some Journey. And I see, I remember when they put Mr. Brightside on the list by the Killers. You know, probably know that song. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how that was going to go. And I was kind of skeptical at first. But the crowd sings every word to that song pretty much every night they play it. And I'm stunned. It's become an anthem.
That's thanks to Jesse.
Because
all of us thought, well, maybe Zach.
Tom called me. He's like, well, you think that song's anything? I don't know about that.
And we used to do a different Killer song that I thought was going to go a lot better. The Somebody Told Me. And that song always kind of went flat. I'm like, well. So we went with it. And Steve's right.
It was a right call.
It always works.
It's so just kind of surprising sometimes to see what today's crowd is, you know, because we've been reading crowds for
some of those songs, you like Piano Man and Sweet Caroline, you try to take them off the set list and then they bring themselves back on, you know.
I see Rebel Yell is back on the set list.
It is back on.
Yeah. Wow, that's an old staple.
Little Billy Idol.
Yeah,
that came back again.
That was one of the most requested songs after we quit doing it. People would come up and they would always ask for that song. And so we threw it back on there as a test to see if they were right.
I see Alone is on here by Heart. So that's, you're going to see Tom and Zach take care of the harmonies in that song.
Stretch the vocals.
Boy, it's a hair on the back of your, or on your shoulders or whatever, stand up there on my shoulders.
Yeah. So you do a ballad then.
Sister Christian.
Sister Christian, we put that one back in again. That's going to be a new one again. So,
yeah, so a lot of, we even play some country, you know, and stuff. So we try to mix it up. And it doesn't have to be from the 80s or 90s. It can be, if there's a great song that came out 10 years ago, and Jesse's nodding his head, you know, there are some songs in our set list that maybe were made in 10 years ago that we're like, that's a really great song. So we're not pigeonholing that. If it's a great song and it works, we want to do it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
As a musician, Jesse, it's got to be tough because, again, people not only singing, but people know the music, too. If you're playing Foreplay by Boston going into Long Time, people know that. Does it make it tough?
It can be challenging.
Tell them about the transition, Jesse, between the two. No.
Which transition?
The one where you were going to kill the drummer.
No, it can be challenging, but I think, kind of as Steve was saying, one of the things I think we kind of take pride in ourselves for is, you know, playing the music as close as we can to the record, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of bands, a lot of cover bands will do songs, mm-hmm. and they'll kind of have their own interpretation on it, or they may get it close but not exact. You know, we try really hard to get it as close to the record, because we feel that's what people want to
hear. You mentioned that Boston song, and that's a great, thank you for picking up on that, Phil, because you know what that is.
Yeah.
That is absolutely, I mean, I watched Jesse, and Jesse's one of the most talented musicians I've ever met in my life, but that was a struggle. You know what I mean?
That's a hard
song. Jesse said to me, he goes, I can play this thing like three times, but it's so fast with that keyboard, you know. And
in practice,
your hands start to cramp up.
Right, in practice, we do it two or three times, and I said, guys, we got to move on to practice another song because my fingers need a break.
Yeah, and it's, you know, but it's fun playing. I remember thinking that song when I was young, and that song was, you know, kind of on the charts. I was thinking, what a great song. Someday I'd like to be in a band and play that song. I think I shared that with Tom, and some little thing, you know, it's like, okay, Jesse brought that song to the table because it's got some awesome keys in it, and I worked really hard on that song as well. It's very complicated. It's not easy, and not a lot of bands would. I think we play it well. you know.
And I really hope the crowd responds. They determine what stays on the list and what doesn't, and I think that's been a longevity piece to the band. If something just doesn't work, you know, no matter which band member loves that song the most, we let it go, because if the crowd doesn't respond, we got to let it go. And the coolest thing is when you take those earbuds out and the crowd is literally just singing all along. It's just one of the neatest feelings in the world, you know.
I'll look over at Tom and I'll pull one of my in-ear monitors out of one ear, and he'll look at me and I'll be like, listen to the crowd. We can't hear that if we have them both.
Yeah.
That is really neat.
I'm sure you feed off the crowd, don't you, Spanky?
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. That's I do. I just, then I get excited and I speed up the tempo, and then Jesse, he tells me.
I was going to say, especially when you don't have a clue what you're doing, you kind of, you just follow the crowd.
Exactly.
I'm sure you do.
Not speaking for myself.
But I think the fact that we have so much fun, we have a lot of fun, and it shows, and I think people have always said that. They come up to me all the time, and you guys, and they say, man, you guys have a lot of fun up there, and it's like, we really do, and that comes through, and people feed off of that. They can tell.
Oh, yeah.
That we're really enjoying this.
Absolutely. You know? And maybe seeing something for the first time, right?
You know? And coming back home, like Jesse said, I mean, we're all from here, or, you know, pretty much from this area.
Yeah.
So it's like, I went to high school here, so did you, Jesse. Mm-hmm. And so it's cool to come back to Richland Center and being in the auditorium when I was a kid, you know, and they had those country shows, and then the Chief Tones, and went to a few of those shows.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I went to those. And that's been a while ago. But I remember those. We always went to the shows there.
And they made a lot of nice improvements, the new seats, so it's nice and comfortable for people. And
I'm eager to see it. I haven't seen that yet.
Good venue. Steve, anything you want to add about the High Mileage Show on Saturday?
It's going to be a different experience in a good way, I think. I mean, we have one show we do up in the La Crosse area. Leo and Leona's.
Oh, yeah, that's really
in a concert style setting, you know. And I think there's an open area in front if we do want to have some people dancing. I thought Mick was going to be here; he would confirm that for me. But
we would encourage it.
We would encourage
dancing
it. Yeah,
is encouraged.
Yeah. Crowd participation.
Well, Mick can lead the dances then.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, so it is probably the only opportunity to see these guys like this, you know. Otherwise, you're either outdoors or, you know, I don't think we play many club shows anymore, but we're on a festival trail in the summer. So this will be an intimate, a very up close and personal experience for you guys to check out one of the top bands in this part of the state for sure. Just maybe, as far as I know, High Mileage has really captured a good portion of the market in this area, so...
They really have. What about big shows coming up this year? Anything else, Spanky, you'd like to talk about?
Gatorfest. Leon is new.
What is shush it? Up now. let's see, next weekend we're over in Iowa by Dyersville. That's not that, but I just...
Sutton, Maya, and Westby.
Yeah, Friday. We're in Westby next weekend. Yeah, yep. So we play a lot of local shows too, but let, you know, lacrosse, the Oktoberfest, the Riverfest, we're doing Moon Tunes on a Thursday night. That's always a great, those are pretty large.
Being Lansing, right, on Memorial Day weekend, that Sunday night.
Are we? Okay. And then
Elm Street Plaza in the Dells.
Playing at the Dells quite a bit.
Three times this
Wisconsin
year,
Dells. So. We'll be great. Over there. And there's a lot of... There's probably 30 shows between now and September.
Stump Dodger, that's one of our old...
Yeah, we always, Jim always has us over there.
Been a band, so...
Yeah, we do that one, and it's hard to, trying to think of it now, but a lot of shows and a lot of...
There's some new stuff on the schedule, some new venues.
We got Roosters, so... I think a couple times.
Well, a Greek County Fair. Ossian, what is that?
Ossian, Iowa.
We got something going there.
We do a lot of fairs, Phil.
Sounds like it. Wow. You've got a website where fairs people can check it out, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, when they see
mileage.
The band, they say, they're fair.
They're fair.
Is it High Mileage at Facebook? High Mileage Rocks?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram. And then website is highmileagerocks.com or highmileageband.net.
Awesome. Okay. You gonna put out any vinyl, Tom? You got any plans for putting out a record?
No.
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 I hope you weren't talking about pants.
Vinyl pants? No. Do you wear leather pants, Tom?
We're not going to break them out.
Okay.
We've passed that phase.
I don't know. It'd be cool to do something like that once, just for posterity.
Sure.
I never wanted to be, you know what I mean? I just didn't want to be that. It's funny that, but that most people don't feel that way, but I never was looking for that, I guess, myself.
Right.
So, but you know, hey, a recording would be cool.
It would, yeah.
Well, yeah, thanks. So we're looking forward to it, Phil. We're looking forward to the auditorium. I can't wait to see it. Like I said, everybody, tickets, where do we get?
Eventbrite.com, and I think they're available at the door. And also, let's see, Christie's Sunnyside in downtown Richland Center and Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Perfect.
And to our adoring fans, there will be beer.
There will be, okay.
There will be beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that really helps.
Helps the band sound better.
It raises the performance quality.
Tuning fluid.
Tuning fluid, yeah.
Well, it's been an excellent opportunity to have you guys in the studio with us today. Thanks for making the commitment to come on down, and we hope a lot of people will come on out Saturday night. Anything else anybody would like to add here today?
I would just like to mention a couple other band members. Tim Severson. He's from the Prairie du Chien area, I believe, and he is incredibly accurate with his solos, and some of these solos are, he studies and studies and studies, and he just does such a great job. Zach Kumlin, also from that area, the Prairie area, I think.
Kumlin's or DeSoto.
He is a spark plug. He is where your eyes will be 80% of the time when you're watching High Mileage. He's all over the stage, and
his antics are phenomenal. But it's fun to watch, you know, you mentioned Tim, the methodical. You know, these guitar solos this 80s, 90s rock. I mean, the guy is, that's a worth the price of admission right
he's
there.
He's his own worst critic, because he'll say a lot of times, I messed up some stuff. I'm like, believe me, Tim, no one noticed.
Sounded perfect to me.
Yeah, they've.
It's how well you cover sometimes, too.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just fortunate to have this group together. And, you know, I've been in the music business for a very long time, and I see how you have one band member that doesn't get along, or two people that are pairing off and against everybody else. That just doesn't happen in this band. These guys are all good-natured, reasonable human beings that get along pretty well together, and they're talented as heck. So,
Jesse hasn't planned his solo career yet.
No.
No.
No. I don't think that's going to happen.
You do a lot of churches. And
yeah, you do those kind of things.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you keep your guitar in the car, too, then, Steve? Do you, just in case?
That's not where I'm at right now, Phil, but yeah, I definitely am. I'm on call, let's just say.
You'll be a backup.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Really appreciate the opportunity, thanks for having us.
You bet.
Hope we get a good crowd.
LeVon Felton, Tom Lohr, Jesse Peckham, Steve Davis, High Mileage. Don't miss him in Richland Center this weekend, Saturday night at the City Auditorium.